Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We thank our Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace and blessings be upon Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam, Shah Bani Adam, Ahmad Mukhtar, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. We welcome our regular feature on this program, who is none other than my beloved brother, Mawlana Ziyad Madani, Hafidhahullah. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan.
MashaAllah.
Honestly, it is an honor to have you on our program, MashaAllah. And Mawlana Sahib shares his wisdom, his knowledge, guidance on various topics that we have discussions about, dear viewers. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, you will realize this as we go along in our program. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu
ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, our discussion for this evening together with Mawlana Ziyad Madini Hafidhahullah is the importance of purifying our hearts. Subhanallah. Jiha. How should we purify our hearts from jealousy and pride? We have a very important figure amongst us this evening, mashallah, who will shed some light on this discussion, our Mawlana Sahib, mashallah, Zabajallah. And Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. It's important for us to know, dear viewers, why did we choose the hearts? Remember, this program is called Reformation of the Ummah. Mm-hmm. This program is designed to rectify the errors and the mistakes we may make as Muslims. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We have chosen the heart because the heart is a seat of faith, sincerity and taqwa. Taqwa is here, sincerity is here, iman is here. And if it is sound, a person's entire life becomes peaceful.
Absolutely.
Entire life becomes righteous, dear viewers. But if it is corrupted, then everything else is corrupted. And we all know this. If the heart is sound, it is tranquil, it is content. Subhanallah, there's so much of peace and harmony in one's life. Mm-hmm. And if this heart is miserable, then everything else will become miserable. Among the greatest diseases that eat away the heart, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, is jealousy. And we all know this. This is one deadly disease that consumes the heart. It's called hasad and pride, kibr. So these diseases not only harm one's relationship with others, wife, children, father, son, daughter, mother, no, not only friends and relatives become bitter with each another because of jealousy, but they destroy the light of iman, the noor of our iman within the heart. And it distances a person from Allah's mercy. Now let's listen to a hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to understand how deadly, how dangerous, how destructive this disease is. And the heart, which is Mawlana Sahib, one of the most important organs of the body. Mm. Actually, the most important organ, medically and from Islamic point as well. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated with regards to the heart, and this is the beauty of Islam. This is the solution for in every religion of the world, from people that come from all walks of life, whatever problems, disputes and matters you may face in your home, the solution is the heart, dear viewers. If the heart is sound, if it is clean, if it is purified, if the heart is not suffering from jealousy and pride, then trust me, there is so much of peace and sukoon within the home. Now listen to the hadith of Rasulullah SAW in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. Muttafaqun alayhi hadith, ya Sayyidi. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, in the body there is a piece of flesh, which if it is sound, the entire body will be sound. And if it is corrupt, the whole body will be corrupt. Indeed, ala wa hiya al-qalb. It is the heart. It is the qalb. Mawlana Sahib, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala explained, you know, the heart, though we all say it is the most important and vital organ of the body, but it is the heart which we give away so easy.
Mm.
That which is most important, we're supposed to keep with us, right? But the heart is that which we sacrifice first. And if the heart becomes qurban, the entire body becomes qurban, right? However, Mawlana Sahib, Allahu Akbar, we are living in times where you know, we as Muslims need to understand where do we stand with our situations in life. And the heart is like a feather, and thus it is called qalb.
Mm.
And a feather is light, it is soft, and it's never stable. If the wind comes from the right, it will blow to the left. If the wind comes from the left, it will shift to the right.
Mm.
And this is the state of one's heart. It is never 100% accurate, or it doesn't have stability. One moment the heart desires something, and the next moment it changes to something else.
Absolutely. This is actually from a hadith of Rasulullah. The beloved Nabi has spoken of the heart being as a feather in a desert land.
Allahu Akbar.
That it's just an open land, so you can imagine Allah, the amount of wind and the effect of wind in a land where there's no buildings, there's no structures to block that wind off. And Rasulullah says that the heart is like a feather in that desert land, in that open land, such that the wind blows it this way and it blows it that way. So the heart is ever changing. And that's why our Sulaha-i Kiram, our pious predecessors, would give so much of focus to the heart, and they would maximize their time when the heart was in a positive condition. Mm. Therefore, if ever they felt, I want to give sadaqah, right there and then they will give sadaqah. Because they would say, if I wait a little while, the condition of the heart might change. And this heart that is ever changing, in fact, that's why it's called qalb. Qalb means to change. So this heart that is ever changing, is going in this direction and that direction, we have this huge task of controlling that heart that is ever changing, that it's going in this direction and that direction.
Allah,
and shaitan
Allah
is constantly attacking that heart because he knows that that's the central focus. Shaitan knows that if the heart is in its place, in the right place, then everything else will follow suit. And if the heart is in the wrong place, then too everything else will follow suit. So shaitan knows that this heart holds such an important, such a vital role in a person's life. And so he attacks the heart more than he attacks anything else. You see, shaitan might try to attack us to look towards haram, to listen to haram, to do haram. But you see where it all stems, he whispers into the heart. And when the desire builds into the heart, then you find that the organs, the body, the limbs start to move in that direction. And thus, mashallah, very correctly Mawlana Sahib explained that today's focus is on that most vital organ, because everything else is going to follow this.
100%.
If we can keep this in line, that's naturally the entire body will follow in line.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is the thing. We as insan, we as humans,
right?
And this is a global matter that we all focus on our external body.
Uh-huh.
Everyone focuses on how they look and how they should be looking, on your clothes, on your body. And if you feel sweaty, you feel tired, you feel fatigued, even a person likes to take a shower, take a bath, you feel fresh suddenly.
Yes, yes.
You like to smell good. You like for good fragrance to emanate from your body.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, male or female, generally, alhamdulillah, people like to take care of their existence, right? Apparent and visible body.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the matters related to the heart, of course, which is internal. It is not visible. One cannot see the heart. But subhanallah, ya Sayyidi, as much as we focus on the external part, external organs, the amount of money that's spent, the amount of time and efforts that's put in order to look smart, in order to look nice, in order for a person to feel good, he does all of this because he wants his heart to feel good. And imagine the heart, which is internal, it's an internal organ, it starts to experience goodness and feels good when the external body is fine.
Wow.
Subhanallah, you feel good from the outside, you feel good from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many problems that the outside faces, right? And the problem is directly linked with the inside of the body.
Absolutely.
But we don't focus on rectifying this matter. And thus, for people that are suffering with misunderstanding, miscommunications, where there's greed involved, where there's robberies, where there's fights and arguments between members of the families, husband and wife, children, siblings. There's so much of corruption and destruction in almost everyone's home out there. Because, Mawlana Sahib, there is a disease, and this disease is considered one of the most vital, I would say, bad diseases that can destroy the heart. There are many diseases, but there are two very famous diseases, and one is jealousy and the second is pride.
Ah, very true.
They too are sufficient to corrupt the entire heart.
Absolutely.
A person is destroyed. Now, people are going to think, what does jealousy and pride got to do with us fighting in the home, us having argumentations? But Mawlana Sahib, this is the link. There is a very close link.
Absolutely.
And jealousy is that action which was actually the first sin that's committed on the heavens. When Iblis, Shaitan, refused to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and this stemmed from jealousy.
Mm.
And it is a trait which is found in humans today, Maulana Sahib.
Absolutely.
We experience jealousy, and Maulana Sahib can shed some light with regards to jealousy. What is jealousy actually, and how do we get rid of this disease, Maulana Sahib?
Mm.
So that we as Muslims, because we have guidance, we have Quran, we have hadith, we have the best perfect role model to follow, how can we then have the disease in our lives?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Maulana Sahib very correctly mentioned, mashallah, that among the first diseases, among the first wrongs that you see from Shaitan himself, were these two aspects, these two sins, the sin of jealousy and the sin of pride. Yes, he considered, he was jealous of, Shaitan was jealous of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam's maqam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded the angels to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. Shaitan didn't like this. He wanted to be superior. He had jealousy. At the same time, he also had pride. He said, Ana khayrun min. He said that I'm better than Adam alayhi salam. That was what Shaitan felt, that he was superior. So both of these sins are very foundational sins. They lead to many other sins. And as Maulana Sahib mentioned so correctly, that many issues that we face in our life, many fights, many arguments, many relationships breaking, many relationships being strained.
Even murders and all robberies and corruption.
They stem from jealousy. It's a foundational sin. It's a root sin that gives birth to so many other sins. When someone's jealous of the next person, then they backbite about them, they slander, they speak ill about that person, they try to find faults in that person, they try to find every way to defame that person just because they are feeling jealous of the next person. And what is jealousy? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, it's important for us to also know the definition of jealousy itself so that we can gauge ourselves.
G-G.
So that we can gauge ourselves, not so that we can judge the next person. Jealousy is something, it's a disease of the heart, and we can't see the condition of other people's hearts, but we can introspect and see what is the condition of our own hearts. So jealousy itself, just jealousy is that someone desires that some bounty, some ni'mah, some blessing be taken away from the one who has it and be given to them themselves.
Gotcha.
So someone might see someone who is very handsome, for example, and the person looks towards this handsome person and wishes that this person not be the one who is so handsome, rather let me, how nice if I can become more handsome and the most handsome and this person is no longer handsome. Someone has wealth, you look at their wealth and you wish that they become poor and rather I become rich. You look at the bounty of children that someone has and you wish that they didn't have any children, rather I have children. I have many and he doesn't have any. So this is hasad. This is a major sin.
This stems from Shaitan as well?
Most definitely. Shaitan is using the same trick upon us that he himself fell prey to. He himself fell prey to jealousy.
Mm.
That he felt jealous of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And so he tries to trick other people and make them jealous.
MashaAllah. 1 second, Sayyidi. MashaAllah. On this note here that you mentioned, Shaitan is the person who initiated this disease, right? And it initiated from him, the first creature of Allah Azza wa Jal. The question is that many people feel, I read Tahajjud Salah, I read my Salatul Fajr, my Awrad, my Askar, I read my Quran, I finish my Manzil every day. How is it possible that I have jealousy? How does a person gauge to know he's got jealousy? Because I would strongly believe that jealousy is the reason why many people in life cannot make it, Mama.
Absolutely.
They are backwards in life. They keep on saying we're successful, we're okay. But in reality, they always look up to the lives of others.
Mm-hmm.
And how is this harmful to themselves, and how does a person gauge to see how much of jealousy I have? How does he even know? Because he might feel stagnant. I don't have no jealousy. I'm neutral.
Right, right.
But in reality, there is jealousy stemming from somewhere.
I think one of the important things is to note what your eyes and your heart is on. If your eyes is upon what others have, then you need to be more wary that you might be falling prey to jealousy. The one who is so involved in his own ibadat that he has no time to look at what the next person has. He has no time to feel for or desire what the next person has. Then Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, he's less likely to fall prey to jealousy. The next important thing you can use to gauge whether or not you can easily fall prey to jealousy is your own gratefulness.
Okay.
If you are a grateful person for that which you have, you're constantly grateful. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, I'm so grateful that Allah Azza wa Jal has given me this. Then you are less likely to fall prey to jealousy, because the jealous person looks at the next person and looks at what they have, and therefore they tend to fall prey to jealousy. Mm-hmm. The other sign that you can see is that when I see other people enjoy any ni'mah, receive any bounty, how is it that I feel? Do I feel happy or do I feel sadness? Mm. Do I feel overjoyed, very happy that the next person received from some mercy, some bounty from Allah Azza wa Jal, or do I feel sad? If you are feeling happy, then Alhamdulillah, it's good. And if you are feeling sad when someone else receives some goodness, then there's a likeliness that you are jealous. Mm-hmm. And one last one now. That when you look towards the next person experiencing any difficulty, does that bring you joy or does that bring you sorrow? Mm. When you see the next believer experiencing a difficulty, if it's bringing you sorrow, then Alhamdulillah, you are unlikely to be jealous of him. Mm. But if it's bringing you happiness, then you might just be jealous of him. So although you might perform tahajjud, although you might perform your salah, although you might do tilawah of the Holy Quran, it's important to focus upon these things.
Acha.
That, right. Am I grateful for what Allah Azza wa Jalla has given me? Are my eyes on what other people have? Do I experience joy or sorrow when they experience goodness? And do I experience joy or sorrow when they experience difficulty? If we watch ourselves with regards to these aspects, then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we'll manage to control the jealousy a little bit. We'll manage to keep our heart in place with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah, Sahib, I love the way you mentioned this. And I think if we all become serious in our lives, serious, and we take this matter very serious, because right. as you mentioned, that, and I also feel the same way as well, because Shaitan would not want for this sin to be apparent in a person's life. Yani, he wouldn't want a person to acknowledge that he has this problem.
Right.
Because for as long as you do not acknowledge you've got pride, you've got jealousy, you are being burnt, but you can't feel it. You are being burnt in your own jealousy, because a jealous person first burns himself, then he wants to burn others.
Yes.
Right? So a jealous person can never prosper. Someone driving a fancy vehicle, I wish I had it. I wish he never have it. And sometimes you may curse the person, right? Whatever it takes. So dear viewers, Mohsab has given some beautiful Madani pearls, enhancing upon his Madani pearls. I'm just adding this to mention that if a person has pride, I think we should identify it. Admit your pride, admit your jealousy when it arises. First thing is to admit the problem. Admit that you've got this. Don't go straight away to my salah, my ibadat. I'm a very pious person.
Right.
MashaAllah, all of that is good. You finish your manzil, you finish one Quran, you pick so much of, you perform so much of ibadat. That's fine, that's well and good. But admit jealousy or pride when it arises, number one. Number two, when you see the prosperity of a person, he's got vehicles, he's got cars, he's got cell phones, he's got children, he's got money, he's got wealth, he's got iman, he's got many other things, MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah.
So at that moment, pray to Allah to bless that person with more.
SubhanAllah.
If you want to save yourself from jealousy.
Yes.
That's another way to trick Shaitan back on our side, because
absolutely.
Shaitan is always, you know, his emanations are so many. Yeah. We need to buckle ourselves in order to understand this matter. So when you see a person driving something, don't say, what a car he has, and make our children, make others around us feel like, you know, we're not happy for that person. No, make dua sincerely from your heart when you experience jealousy. Ya Allah, bless this person with more and more and more.
SubhanAllah.
And thereafter, remember that the hereafter, Mawlana Sahib, is awaiting us. Allahu Akbar. And the worldly superiority has no value in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It has no value. This person is driving the best car. It's worth millions of dollars and pounds. But its value is nothing in the sight of Allah. So why are you getting excited for? Why must I get excited? So try to think of things like this, and inshallah azza wa jalla, it will instantly make you humble, because humility is another key. SubhanAllah, serve others, forgive quickly, and avoid boasting, inshallah azza wa jalla. Avoid bragging about what you've got. Avoid talking a lot about what you've got, because this will help you keep the pride concealed, inshallah azza wa jalla. It's actually to demolish
absolutely,
it here.
Absolutely. This is one of the things that leads to jealousy. Now, we're not just looking at jealousy. So one is jealousy that we look towards ourselves and see if we have it. But also we must consider the global epidemic of jealousy. That throughout the world, you see people are feeling jealousy. People have jealousy towards others. What is it that is stirring this jealousy? What Munasab mentioned just now is so true, and it stirs jealousy. When we show off that which we have, we open ourselves to jealousy. When we show off that which we have, that which we are blessed with, let me rather say, we open ourselves to jealousy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed each and every one of us with different bounties, One person may have the bounty of children. Another may have the bounty of wealth. Another may have the bounty of a very good spouse. Another may have the bounty of wonderful siblings. So subhanAllah, everybody has their own bounty. Everyone has their own ni'mah. Allah Ta'ala blessed them with. Now, when you show off your bounty, or when one of us shows off our bounty, that see, I have this, and constantly wanting to show everyone else that and put it out there and brag about it, we are causing eyes to fall upon us. People are going to look towards us. And among those who are looking, there are some that will fall prey to jealousy. There are some that will wish that, if only he didn't have and I have instead. If only she didn't have and I have instead. So we shouldn't make it easy for shaitan to attack the next Muslim. If we have some ni'mah, we have some bounty, spend that time in thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than showing that off and rather than boasting about that. In today's time, it's become so rife that the moment someone receives any ni'mah, any bounty, among the first things they do is take pictures, videos, make a little write-up and put that onto social media. Do we realize the amount of evil eyes that we are attracting? The amount of evil eyes, the amount of evil glances, glances that are filled with hasad, filled with jealousy, that we are attracting that. Look at this person. Look at what they did. What they have. Wow, I wish I had that. And in the heart, whilst they're looking and whilst they're feeling that way, shaitan is stirring this emotion of jealousy. Shaitan is trying to push them in that direction. That, if only he didn't have and you had it instead. What did he do to deserve it? Why should he be given that? Whilst look at how lowly he is. Shaitan is the one that's feeding us. He's injecting all of this poison into us. If we wanted to stop the next person from feeling jealous of us, why do we need to show off? Why do we need to show it to others? Why do we need to boast about the name?
One second. On this note, I think, a brother did complain to me about some of his issues he was facing, right? And I think I realized this in the conversation of some of the people that I spoke to.
Right.
And I felt like this, that some people may feel that this person doesn't work so hard as much as I.
Right.
He is not pious as I am.
Mm.
He is not Islamically inclined as I am. I see him doing so much of wrong, but how is it that he just prospers and prospers and prospers? You know, he is meant to do more wrong and he gains more barakah and blessings, and I'm doing the right things and I can only see deprivation happening in my life. And it doesn't feel like this. And this is where the jealousy starts with the individual, actually. Not why he is driving that car, but why is it this particular person out of all other people?
Right.
It can be a disease linked to one person at a time. Why?
Now, very, very important to note that someone sees the next person and says, you know, this person, I see him sinning a lot whilst I am doing good deeds. I see this person in this state whilst I am in that state. This is already linked to this person's pride. This person needs to identify that shaitan has tricked me, he's caught me. How has he caught me? He's caught me with the same line that he fell himself into his own trap.
Okay.
أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. I am better than him. So he doesn't deserve all of this. So why do we deserve? If they don't deserve it, but we deserve it, then why do we deserve it? Because we are better than them? Isn't that the very straightforward answer? Because I'm better than him.
I read my namaz, I'm thicker, he's not doing any tilawa, so why is he getting
it? I see all the sins he
committed. So the first problem, the mistake a person committed was he compared his ibadat and his taqwa and his life to the next person.
And he considered himself to be superior. So this was a pride already in that person's heart, due to which he then fell into the trick of jealousy, hasad. Then again, it's also important to note, he's got this vehicle, he's got this kind of spouse, he's got these kinds of children and this number of children and this business and this house and this, so many ni'mas. Who gave it to him? Did we give it to him? Or did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to him? So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to him, then this is the distribution that Allah azza wa jal has made. Allah has given him this, Allah azza wa jal has given you that. Are we happy with Allah Ta'ala's distribution, or do we feel there's something wrong in it? If we are happy with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's distribution, that as Allah Azza wa Jal will that each person should have, they have according to the will of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then how can I feel unhappy that he has, and how can I feel unhappy that I don't have? Because Allah Azza wa Jal gave him, Allah Azza wa Jal didn't give me. And then again, when this person looks towards this, he becomes ungrateful for those things Allah gave to him. Allah Azza wa Jal gave us so many things that we're not paying attention to. And we are paying attention to what that person has. So we are unhappy, technically speaking. We'll say, no, no, we are happy with the distribution of Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah Azza wa Jal has given, I'm happy with it. But why did he have like this? This butt is showing that
Allah
we are not happy.
Allah
we need to be completely satisfied, completely happy. Submit to what Allah Azza wa Jal has given. Allah Azza wa Jal has given that to him, we submit to Allah. Allah has given this to us, we submit to Allah. We say, oh Allah, we are happy with that which you have given. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, we do not question that which you do.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So, Mawlana Sahib, look, I'm understanding this matter much more better now. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And we are looking for solutions for this problem, dear viewers. It's a problem that is only increasing day by day. Day by day. And trust me, our children have no idea how to control jealousy. We are living in a world where every moment of the day, every time you pick up your mobile, your cell phone, you are going to pass a message that's going to increase hasad in your heart. Yeah, you're going to see advertisements, people advertising, people are trying to sell products, people are giving out things. And if you are not in the state of purchasing and buying something like that, it causes jealousy why the next person can have it and I can't have it. You know, it's a desire, because the desire is the first thing that increases in the heart. When you have a strong desire to purchase and buy something. There are so many people out there who want to go on vacations. You are tired of your year-to-year working from the beginning of the year to the ending of the year. There are people out there who are sick. They are putting pressure on their husbands. Please take me out. And that bichara cannot manage. That I feel hard and sorry for some men out there. You know, they are working very hard. They deserve it. They also know that we want to, but things are gone so different. People who are rich are suffering and they are facing, you know, financial problems. What about those who are middle class?
Right.
Those who are below that as well. It's not easy for every person to save money, to make up, to take your family on vacations, to have some time out with the family. MashaAllah, that's a good thing to break out of the busy routine once in a while. But if someone else can do it 3 times a year, be happy for them.
Alhamdulillah.
And you never did it even once in 10 years. No problem. But that person, make dua, Allah grant him more. And be happy for that person. This heart of yours, if this becomes happy and never jealous of any person, because if the heart is sound from a spiritual state, you are closer to Allah. If the heart is sound and pure, even from a spiritual state and physical state, then too, inshallah, you will attain peace of the heart and mind, inshallah.
You know, Mawlana Sahib, that whilst you're speaking, it's coming to mind as well that sometimes we see people experiencing so many ni'mas. We want to give them dua and give them dua. Please give dua. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant you more. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant you more. At the same time, someone might look towards their own state and feel, not that I want it to be taken away from that person, but I'm feeling, the person may say, I'm feeling saddened that I don't have it as well. That I don't also have it. See, sometimes we see someone enjoying some bounty, some ni'mah, some blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we give them dua that, well, Allah Azza wa Jal, please give them more. And at the same time, you also desire it for yourself. So you say, Allah Azza wa Jal, also grant it to me. So this is not a negative jealousy where you are wishing it be taken away from that person. You want that person to have, and you also want to have. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. However, when we see so many bounties and so many blessings being given to people around us, and if ever that sadness enters our heart, then just remember that Allah Azza wa Jal has created us not for the pleasures of this world, but for the pleasures of the hereafter. There is a Jannah that awaits us. There is a Jannah that awaits us. As much as we desire that Jannah desires and wants the pious persons, wants people who love Allah Azza wa Jal, wants people who do ibadat. Have our focus fixed on the pleasures that Allah Azza wa Jal grants to those people who please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And realize that the life we are living is very short. If someone has something today, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, our focus, our goal is that we want forever. We want in such a way that it doesn't end. So don't lose hope that I wanted this kind of home and I don't have it. I wanted so many children, but I don't have it. I wanted this job, but someone else got the job. Whoever got it, whoever got that position. But our pleasure is not the temporary pleasure. That's not what we strive for. Yes, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Sometimes you want to enjoy a little of dunya, but that's not our focus. The focus is the Akhirah. So when we keep our minds, our attention fixated at the Akhirah, that I want a better Akhirah, you're going to be striving for betterment of that Akhirah. You're going to be doing good deeds. And Alhamdulillah, if any blessing from the dunya, from the world comes in, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And along with that, we haven't shifted our focus from the Akhirah. So everybody can enjoy wonderful sawaris, you know, vehicles within dunya. We want the buraq of Akhirah.
Mashallah.
Everyone can enjoy beautiful houses. We want the palaces of Jannah. If Allah Azza wa Jal gives us the beauties of this world, we will thank Allah Azza wa Jal as well. But don't let our focus stray from the Akhirah.
Allahu Akbar.
Therefore we say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. But wa fil akhirati hasana is our main focus. We say, oh Allah, give us the best in the dunya and give us the best in the akhirah as well. Subhanallah. Wa qina adhab an-nar. And we make dua, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, most importantly, please save us from the fire of Jahannam. These sicknesses of jealousy and pride lead us to Jahannam, and thus asking for safety from Jahannam is also asking safety from these diseases that lead one to that path.
Kya baat hai Mulana Sahib. And again, I think we will emphasize on this that no one says it's wrong for you to drive fancy cars.
Alhamdulillah.
No one says it's haram and wrong for you to live in good homes.
Alhamdulillah.
Purchase them if you can afford it.
Alhamdulillah.
But do not allow to have love for those desires. Don't love those desires. Don't love them so much that you could die and kill for that. Don't love it so much that you can become jealous because of that.
Mm.
Use good clothes, but don't become jealous for good clothes.
Yes.
Meaning, don't desire this so much that you have love for it. And Allah Pak says this in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Zuyyana lin-nasi hubbu ash-shahawati minan nisa'i wal banina. Listen to this verse, subhanallah. He says, Allah Azza wa Jalla states, beautified, it's a long ayat of the Quran, beautified for people is the love for what they desire, of women and sons, and accumulation of heaps of gold and silver, and branded horses, and cattle and crops. Now, Allah Kareem brought all of these things in the Holy Quran to make us understand. We see farms, we see money, we see gold, we see silver, we see sons, we see children. This is why we have hasad, that one can have child, this one can't have child. My daughter is married for 10 years, can't get baby, that one is having baby upon baby. Why this is happening? Jealousy. Ask Banana Sahib, please see who's putting jadu, who's doing what. That one doesn't have one car in the family, the other daughter, other son, the other son-in-law. So it starts from within the family, Munana Sahib. It doesn't start from outside, we don't know. Outsiders that we don't know, we have no taluk with them, it's fine. But here it starts. Five brothers are born from one mother's womb, but not everyone is equal in the dunya. The stronger ones are very strong. The middle ones are sitting in the middle. The weaker ones are getting weaker and weaker. And then we see sometimes the bigger brother is making more money. He's got no time to focus on the weaker brothers. The weaker ones feel, my big brother doesn't take care of us. Now, jealousy stems from here, Munana Sahib.
Comparisons, eh?
Now, there are uncles involved. There are family members involved. And for 50, 60 years, these arguments and fights don't come to an end, Munana Sahib. So, this is what we want a solution for, Ya Sayyidi, that Allah Kareem used the example of cattle, of crops, of those things that we own, gold and silver. Someone got more gold than you, we get jealous. Someone has more money than us, we become jealous. And now, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, if we identify this somewhere in our hearts, dear viewers, you want to be healthy, I want to be healthy, we all want to live a good, sound life because you only have 60 and 70 years. Why do you hope for more? And ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, for as long as I live here, I want to live a peaceful and a happy life. Be content with what you have and know that you have reserved the rest of the blessing for the year after, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. You will enjoy them in Jannah. You're not going to run short of anything. In fact, you know, these ahadith are in play for us to feel good in our hearts.
Yes.
Rasulullah ﷺ says in a hadith, and this is the summary of the narration, that if Allah Kareem has ordained a very high maqam in Jannah for a person, and he Azza wa Jalla in his divine wisdom knows that this person cannot attain that maqam with through his optional worship, through his ibadat, through his normal exercises that he's supposed to do as a Muslim, he's unable to reach that maqam. So Allah inflicts calamities over a person, problems in the life of a person. And if he has sabr and patience over that, subhanAllah, those masaib and problems in life, then because of that, Allah makes that a reason for him to attain that maqam.
Wow. Sahib.
So now, our jealousy is making us go more downhill, and we aren't able to determine whether this is a test of life or what it is. Because as we mentioned in the very beginning, jealousy actually makes a person burn himself first, Mawlana Sahib. The discussion of the awliyas and the Salihin in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah. So already a person is burning over and above, and then he's being tested. So be very happy for others, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And stop the pride, because Harun, Firaun, Namrud, Abu Jahl, all these people are examples in the Holy Quran Pak. I think, you know, Mawlana Sahib, Some of these things are mentioned in the smallest of the surahs of the Holy Quran Pak. And I used to often think to myself, those small surahs are so important for salah at times, you know? Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Look at tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tabba. Subhanallah. And those surahs that speaks a lot with rectifying the soul, making aqidah strong, are small. And they are short, subhanallah. They are easy to remember. And these are the most frequent surahs read in salah. If we focus, you know, subhanallah, every day, I think almost every Muslim must be reading Surah Ikhlas. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad. Almost in one of the salahs, a person has to read the surah. And you keep on reminding yourself that I'm a Muslim and I have to have this iman, subhanallah. You strengthen your iman like that over and again, over and again. Then the other surahs of the Quran Park that also teaches us that shaitan is our bitter enemy and he's right here to destroy our iman, our lives and everything. He does not want to see us going to Jannah. Now we are here on this planet where jealousy, where hasad and other, you know, vices exist. And we have to navigate between them, not get contaminated with others who are already in the fire of jealousy. Let's remove our children. Let's teach our children, because we see this, Mohasab, it starts from here. A child cries for the toy the next one doesn't have, the next child has. We teach our children from this age how to be jealous. When we buy the toy, we actually tell our family members, he saw the other one's bicycle, so he was crying, so I bought him one. But we did not rectify that child that you don't know. You're supposed to cry when you see the other people's toys. We haven't taught our children, when you see the games of others, the toys of others, the clothes of others, the birthday celebrations of other people, when you see the vacations of other children with their parents, wherever they're traveling to, because of you videos that we see on the internet, these desires grow in the heart of children. And they know that my mother and my father can't do it, but other people's parents can do it. Now they go to school, they compare. My mother and father can't do what your mother and father can do. Now, Maulana Sahib, from this age, this child is learning to become a jealous person.
Right.
He wants that certain shoes with that wheel because his friend has it.
Right.
He wants a certain bicycle because his friend has it. But we never taught our children that better ask Allah, He will grant it to you.
Subhanallah.
Ask Allah, be a good boy, perform your salah and Allah will give it to you. And if the child grew up in an environment like this, Maulana Sahib, where from eating to wearing to sleeping and everything he learns comes from Allah.
Subhanallah.
Not after I cry, the next person has it, then my mother and father to go and buy it for me. Then when he grows up, Mohasab, he'll grow up with this mindset. It's a new generation that we have to mold. We have to focus upon, inshallah, azawajallah.
Wow.
So we have a few moments remaining, Mohasab, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. This is, of course, the theme of the program, Reformation of the Ummah. And there are so many families, perhaps, that could be watching right now. And we hope and we just want peace and harmony in everyone's life. Couples that are getting married right away, it starts from the very wedding day. Kya diya, kya liya? What gunchas came? What type of gifts were exchanged? Mehi hua, jealousy. Comparison with gifts. That one is so millionaire. How can they only buy a cheap gift like that?
Yes.
It starts from there. The heart is never at peace. Every day the heart has an issue with some person. How will this heart not face the problem of the dunya, such as heart attacks? People are going for stents, focusing on the external affairs of the heart.
Yes.
But the internal affairs are causing the external heart to get damaged. You know, not only with food,
Allah,
and all of the stuff over the mosque.
Absolutely, Master, as you speak, I'm just thinking, alhamdulillah, our sight is such a blessing. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us with the ability to sight, to see. But people who are blind physically, that they can't see, if only they saw all of the evils that people fall into because of sight, they would realize that their blindness was a blessing. Because when people see, you know, seeing things is what opens the heart to jealousy. The fact that people saw what other people, what dresses they wore, what vehicles they drove, where they went, what they did, what homes they lived in, all of these things, just seeing and seeing and seeing is creating more and more pathways for jealousy. And I fear in today's time, the reason that jealousy has spread so far and wide, it's like wildfire now, you know. Jealousy has gone viral. And why has jealousy gone viral in today's time much more than ever before? It's because of the amount that we see today.
Yeah, we see
is
today.
More than ever, before. Ever seen before, more than 100%. People ever saw before. Because in today's time, you don't have to leave the house to see what other people have. If you're scrolling on your phone or your tablet or your laptop, you're seeing what other people have.
Already.
And the more you see what people have, the more you become desirous of that. The more greed creeps in. The more jealousy creeps in. Why this person has? Why that person has? Why don't I have? So this is going to stem from how much we see. What does that mean? That means we need to start to control how much we see. Overseeing is a problem. Previously, you could say my family was at home. And my family is at home and therefore it's less likely that they'll be jealous because they're not seeing what everyone else has. But in today's time, The family is at home, so they are seeing what everyone else has because they are all on their technological devices and wow. everyone is posting. Everyone's posting. Hmm. This is where I went. This is what I'm eating. This is where I am. This is who I am with. And their hasad is creeping into the hearts of our family members as well. Sometimes ourselves as well. Because shaitan has found one more way to put it into their hearts. And thus, it's so important to guide our families. It's so important to guide ourselves, to guide our families, to guide our children. Things that Manasa spoke about now are things that it didn't cross my mind previously. But it's so important that we need to teach our children that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another important thing, our children might see this one has this and that one has that. We need to remind them that in Jannah you receive better. Mm. In Jannah you receive better. How many of our children hear that? That in Jannah we'll receive better. Wow, look at this vehicle. My child, in Jannah the vehicles are like this. If we do ibadah, Allah will give us that. Till the child just feels like everything is in Jannah. What is in this world? I just want to go to Jannah. Why am I still waiting? Let me do some ibadah because just now we're going to go to Jannah. The way people are preparing for holidays and preparing for here and preparing for moving and this and that. We are hopeful that our children will start preparing for Jannah. Abba, everything is in Jannah. What is in dunya? Nothing is in dunya, my child. Just a little bit for us to use, but really we're on our way to Jannah. So subhanallah azza wa jal, this is something that really we should focus on ourselves. And we should focus on giving this talbiyah to our families. That you might see many things within this world, but Allah azza wa jal has prepared Jannah for His chosen servants. Allah has prepared Jannah for those who please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's not lose focus. Let's not see something glittering here whilst we leave the actual beautiful Jannah. Subhanallah.
Dear viewers, we have, mashallah, just a few moments before we come to the end of tonight's program. Alhamdulillah, we thank Manana Ziyad Madani Sahib, Hafidhullah, for shedding some light, mashallah, and so much of light that I have actually attained enthusiasm from this, inshallah. And I make niya as well. We all should work on polishing and shining our hearts. Imam Ghazali, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. What a giant personality. Ilm and knowledge, subhanallah, and wisdom. He says so beautifully that the heart is like a mirror. It is like a aina. It is like a mirror. Subhanallah. So, desires of the dunya stains this mirror. And the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla polishes this mirror.
Allah.
Subhanallah. The desires of the dunya will stain, the sins of the dunya will stain it. The problem of the world will stain this mirror. You can't see your face thereafter. It's a mirror, but it is filthy and dirty. And the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla will shine this mirror of yours, inshallah. And if this shines, trust me, dear viewers, it will show on the face. Because when the heart is clean, the face is clean. When the heart is clean, your actions are clean as well. When the heart is clean, you care nothing about anyone who says what, who does what. Comments come from here, comments may come from there. There are so many, you know, people might think that why is this Tabriz always speaking about in-laws and daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws. But trust me, dear viewers, this is where the problems are. Thousands of brothers could be gone for Umrah and for Hajj right now, but they left millions of people sad behind, making tawaf of the Kaaba, performing sa'i, making dua there. You broke 10 people's heart to get there. And the reason why we break is because the desires, the hasad, the jealousy of the dunya makes us do all of the sins. Only Allah is the best of judges and only Allah can judge our hearts. But verdicts are given on what's apparent, what can be seen. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, if we focus on what the Prophet of Allah said to us to focus upon, Sahaba ikram, Ali ibn Ridwan focused and worked so hard to shine this heart. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If the heart is clean, everything else will be fine. You will be healthier person. So how you can do this? As Mawas have given so many solutions. Dhikrullah is one of the best ways. It brings contentment in the heart. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. It is the contentment and the satisfaction of the heart. What? The dhikr of Allah. The remembrance of Allah. But we don't remember Allah. So how can the heart be content? What we remember day and night is business and work and tension of the dunya. We all are busy and we all are occupied in the world. And the heart is at a rat race. From morning to evening, how fast time goes, it comes and goes, you don't even know. Many of us today may have not completed our task for the day, Manana Sahib. You're already in Parishani, what's going to happen tomorrow. So where do we have the time to perform dhikrullah? Where do we have the time? And inshallah, azza wa jalla, I'm ending on this note, subhanallah. A companion said, I heard the beloved Rasul say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person that, do you want to see a jannati? They all said, yes. The one who walks now past is a jannati.
Allah.
The one that you see next is a jannati. And the companions mentioned in the hadith, in the narration, that then we saw a companion did pass.
Mm.
And we saw this person pass thrice, because three times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one that will pass now is a jannati, and we saw this companion pass thrice. So another companion, another sahabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated and mentioned that I then followed him. I requested from him, can I be his mihman and his guest, for which he never refused me. I stayed in his home for 3 days to observe and to see what special does he do that he became a jannati like that.
Wow.
And for 3 days, I found nothing from the extraordinary except for this, that every time he turns, he says, Allah, Allah, Allah.
Subhanallah.
He performed the dhikr of Allah. On my departure, on my way out of his home, I then said to him, Ya Sayyidi, what special do you do that I cannot see? Because our Aqa said this about you.
Sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. So tell me, what do you do so I can verify, then I know in my heart, this is the reason why. And then he thought for a moment, he says, really, I don't do anything special that I can think of, except for this, that I don't feel jealous of any person.
Allah.
This is the only one thing I know I do have, that I don't feel jealous of others. Good for them, whatever they may have. And I pray for them. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidi, this companion then mentioned, so this is the reason why Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who gave the khabar of the unseen, mentioned, you are a jinnah.
Wow.
Subhanallah. So this one action, all other ibadat one side, the fact that you don't experience jealousy, you don't feel jealous of others, this itself is a quality that can make you a jannati. Deserving of jannah through the rahmat and the mercy of Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So it's an action which Allah loves a banda to perform, that you have a sound and a clean heart. So all of those issues happening in the families today, where there are brothers who are not in talking terms for the last many months or years, or should I say that many people out there try to be strong. There are many mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws who only talk when they are face-to-face. Otherwise, they are jealous of each other. They are angry and upset with each other. For days, for weeks, for months, there is no communication between them, Mawlana Sahib.
Mm.
And husbands are actually sandwiched in between situations like this. They don't know which direction to go. You take the mother's side, the wife gets angry. You take the wife's side, the mother is upset. And the person doesn't know which side to go, because these are matters which are burning in society. And trust me, it is because of all these elements related to the heart. Rectify the heart. Rectify the heart. Rectify the heart. As you wake up, make istighfar in the morning. Thank Allah Azza wa Jalla. Give gratitude for the ni'mat and bounties you have. From a spiritual angle, you will keep the heart healthier. And by drinking all the supplements that we drink and we eat, will also keep the heart healthy, inshallah. Perform exercises as well. Live healthy and keep smiling. We say shukran to our honorable Mawlana Sahib, inshallah. Alhamdulillah for spending so much of time and for shedding so much of Madani pearls. Sallu ala al-Habib
sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah. Reformation of Ummah. Reformation of